US State Department is urging Hamas to accept the latest proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. Hamas says it's sending a delegation to Cairo to continue ceasefire talks. US State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the proposal on the table answers many of the demands that Hamas made in previous rounds of negotiations.
Israel made a significant offer in this last proposal that went forward. They compromised on many long-held positions that they had taken. And as I said, met many of the demands that Hamas had said they needed to agree to a deal. So we believe it's now incumbent upon them to take the deal. The deal that they demanded, that has been offered, they should accept and move forward. It is Hamas that is the only barrier to a ceasefire right now, an immediate ceasefire, and we are waiting their response.
Meanwhile, the economic impact of the conflict in Gaza has been revealed to be enormous. The United Nations Development Programme says the costs are increasing exponentially with each day that the conflict continues, and that reconstructing Gaza is already likely to cost between $60 and $75 billion.